you want. You may dial in toll free as we launch here into the third hour of this program. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Allie.
And Mark.
And the number again, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about everything from the Occupy movement to independent, obscure presidential candidates. I met one of them this afternoon. We kind of dug into her website. And then at the very end of the last hour, Mark, you began telling us a story out of Tennessee. And let's go ahead and pick that back up, recap briefly for our listeners just tuning in. What is happening on the roads there?
Basically, the TSA is stopping people randomly on interstates and checking through their cars, essentially.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, but basically, if you have any questions about this being constitutional,
shove them.
The answer from the cops is, don't worry about it, you're wrong.
What if I don't consent to searches?
Good question.
Colonel Tracy Trott says random inspections, this isn't a search, this is an inspection, aren't any more thorough than normal, according to normal, whatever that is.
The usual DUI checkpoint, presumably?
I don't know. To Tennessee Highway Patrol, Kearney, she says that paying attention to details can make a difference. Trott pointed out that it was an Oklahoma State trooper who stopped Timothy McVeigh for not having a license plate after the Oklahoma
City. After he bombed, yeah.
Yes, bombing in early 1990s.
You didn't make enough of a difference in that case.
Yeah, could have stopped him beforehand.
Mark, someone could have a bomb in their car, and you could be driving next to that person, and you go off, and then you're dead.
There you go. It could happen.
So everyone with cars must be stopped and searched. Well, randomly is what they're saying, right? These are random searches.
Yes.
So it's not like they're going to pull over all the dark folks that are driving instead of... No, they would never target one group of people.
I don't think it matters. I mean, I don't think if it matters if they are pulling people randomly or not. You know, I mean... I think that they probably will. I mean, the human mind isn't capable of actually randomizing.
Correct.
It has to pick, for whatever reason, it's going to pick people out, whether they're somebody who's looking over the cop like they're insane for doing this, or whether it's somebody who's driving a beat-up car, or somebody who happens to be
somebody
an
ethnicity. Somebody thinks a drug dealer or whatever, yeah.
Right,
absolutely.
Whatever the reason is.
This is their excuse to harass people they don't like.
Do these searches include, like, a free massage, like at the airport?
No, I'm afraid not.
Maybe it'll get to that point, though.
Yeah, the question is, first, if these inspections aren't any more thorough than normal, then why the extra personnel and the added additional super cool acronym?
Viper.
Yeah. An anecdote about catching someone after they've already performed an act of terrorism is hardly comforting, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Where's this from? TechDirt?
Yeah, this is from TechDirt.com. Still not convinced that there's a whole lot of nothing to see here contained within the new operation? More empty statements are available to wave away your concerns. Larry Goodwin, Deputy Commissioner of the TDSHS, said the checks at the way stations were about showing people of Tennessee the government is serious about transportation safety and to make the state as ready in case something were to happen.
So they're having these at way stations. And they're basically, what, waving people in there? Is that essentially what the plan is, that they're standing out alongside of the road and pointing at people? You, over here. Because that's as I understand it, Mark is dying actually here.
Yeah, I swallowed something the wrong way. But, yeah, they're grabbing people along cars alongside the road.
What happens if you don't notice? Like, what happens if you, oh, thanks for waving at me, and you just wave back and just drive on by?
This sort of happened to me once. I probably went the first time I really had rented a big Ryder truck, or one of the first times.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a friend. We were working for a company and, you know, selling equipment all around, pardon me, the nation. And we were driving down the interstate. I've actually got something to drink, don't worry.
Okay.
My problem is that something has gone down my throat.
That's no
problem. Not drinking, so that's not going to be particularly helpful. But we were driving past a way station, and the truck was supposed to stop because, the way station was open.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have, you know, we were just used to driving. Cars don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm used to driving a car, so.
You don't even notice it, right? I mean, you're not even thinking about it.
The transportation cop hopped in his little car and came after us and pulled us over and wanted to see what was in the truck.
So you got a search as a result.
Yes, but they probably would have searched us anyway.
Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't.
Who knows?
Sometimes they just weigh you at the weigh station. But in this case, they are actually inspecting, right? So they are opening trunks, presumably. Is there any kind of, we don't know for sure, is there any definition here, detail as to exactly what is entailed in this stop?
They say it's not particularly, crazy. I mean, it's not a very irreligious.
What does that mean? Who's
one.
They that is saying that?
The cops.
Right. So I'm not going to take their word for it.
Nothing's really changing. It's all going to be normal, exactly what you're used to. Just be a little different, you know. You might have to get out of your car. You might have to just let us take a peek in the back.
Just a quick pat down. Yeah, exactly.
He's our friendly dog. He's nice. He won't bite. As long as you're within the law.
Yeah, that's exactly how they approach things, is they try to play it down. Oh, we've been doing this for years. It's just, you know, right now we're here a little more often.
If you've got nothing to hide, nothing to worry about.
Yeah, of course. It says here agents are recruiting truck drivers like Rudy Gonzalez into the First Observer Highway Security Program, or FOSHP. Something if they see something. Not only truck drivers, but cars. Everybody should be aware of what's going on the road, says Gonzalez. It's all meant to urge every driver to call authorities if they see something suspicious. Hey, I just saw some guy with a gun on his hip and funny blue lights on top of his car, and he's just bothering people all over the place.
Yeah, I hope the professional drivers of America don't fall for this nonsense. I mean, what? The cops are your buddies now? The cops who have been pulling you over for the last
Nobody
forever?
Nobody gets it worse than truck drivers when it comes to law enforcement. I mean, they just hassle these guys from dawn
That's
till dusk.
Right. And it's over the bunch of just the nonsense. I mean, one running light's out, boop, boop, you get pulled over. Just all kinds of minutia.
We couldn't even go into the minutia. If some truck driver wants to call in and tell us some of the most ridiculous minutia that they go after, feel free. People talk about our heroes in blue and talk about the cops, and when they get shot, they get a parade, and when they die and that kind of thing. The fact is, truck drivers die far more often in the line of duty than cops do.
And the truck drivers
parades?
Are doing something.
Yeah.
Like, the truck drivers are, for the most part, police don't do much that's very valuable. Now and then they'll actually go after a real criminal. But for the most part, they're handing out tickets to people. They're fundraising, glorified fundraisers, whereas truckers are actually providing a real service to the rest of us by getting products from point A to point B.
That's true, but their trucks do wear down the roads, the socialist roads, so that it makes it harder for people that just drive ordinary cars trying to get from point A to point B.
Yeah, but blame the roads on that one. I mean,
blame the government roads
because they don't take care of their roads appropriately, and there's not any real road industry that you can speak of where there's competition and innovation.
If you want to, you can also blame the government for being involved in the automotive industry entirely in the building of roads. I mean, because the fact is that at one point stuff was transported by trains, but the government decided to put its money behind automakers and.
Well, who knows if roads are the most efficient way to get around now if it hadn't been the fact that they've been so subsidized since the government started building the roads.
In fact, train tracks are, you know, more efficient as far as gas mileage goes.
It's true. They don't have to stop as often, right?
And also, there's less friction.
I want teleportation. I'm just waiting.
Some point or another. I don't know.
I'm pretty jazzed about teleportation. I'm excited. Haven't they teleported successfully, like, a neutrino or an atom or something like that? It's not a very far distance, but they've actually done it.
I don't know about this, but that's awesome if they have.
I believe that has occurred. Whether it's been duplicated or not, I'm not sure. They're on the cusp. They're on the very beginning, the leading edge of this. So
think of the possibilities.
It's pretty radical. I don't know if I want to be the first test subjects, but somebody will. Somebody will step up. Yes, I will be the first human to attempt to be teleported.
We're going to have TSA at the teleportation devices.
Oh, please. We have to have them gone before that even happens, right? I mean, in reality, to have that level of travel and ability to get from one point to another, we'd have to move past government
I would seriously doubt that there would be government at that point.
It'd have to be that way, because anyone could move anywhere around the planet in an instant, and all of their borders and their guards and all of their apparati would be completely useless at that point.
Yeah, I know the people who are outspoken about being for the TSA and these kind of securities, quote unquote, make it sound like that's a lot of people, but I think majority of people roll their eyes. Brave people don't comply.
A lot of people have stopped flying because they don't want to deal with it. And what did we say in the past on the show? That eventually you're going to see the TSA on the streets. And now it's happening in Tennessee.
You can't stop driving.
You can stop flying, but most people can't stop driving. We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight with you is Ian.
Allie.
And Mark,
we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Do head on over and enjoy the features there. We've got news updates, so we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can find out via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Go and get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
You know the hurricane season's coming. Ice storms, all kinds of different catastrophic events can cause a power outage at your house.
Can you tell us it's been a while since Mark's been in Florida. It is hurricane season.
Is it? I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It's the tail end of it,
yeah.
Right? Anyway, people need to be thinking about what's going to happen if the power goes out.
Bad stuff can happen.
It's not good news. There's all different kinds of generators out there, and they each have their advantages and disadvantages. But there's a new one on the marketplace, and that's the SG1 solar power generating system. This one is made to provide you with real power during an emergency and all the rest of the time, too. You can set up, say, your pump, your well pump, your your refrigerator, your freezer, all the things that you might really need in an emergency on the SG1 system, and it will be generating power for you all the time. You'll just take those items off the grid. This is something your average generator just can't do for you. It's the Sound Wisdom's SG1, and you can see it at freetalklivesolar.com. They have experts standing by to answer all your questions at any time you want to call. I believe it's 10 to 10 is the time that they'll take your calls there at freetalklivesolar.com. You can get the number. They know that you're going to have some questions about solar power. This system can actually be expanded to run your whole house if you wanted to.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. We're going to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, fill you in on, if there's any more detail here, Mark, this case in Tennessee where it's come out that the TSA, they're doing this, right? This is started. This is going on. And they're stopping cars on the interstate. They're pointing out cars. They're waving them over, and they're so-called inspecting them. They're searching cars. I mean, and it's under the auspices of searching for terrorism, right?
Yeah, not only that, but they're sort of normalizing this police state activity. I think that the average person would be very surprised to have been caught up in this, but they probably would have gone along with it just because when authorities say to do something, they do it. And I doubt they would have thought what, say, Ali says here. I just don't consent to searches. I would be very interested if...
What would happen?
There was some video of a person who decided to do that because I don't think they've got the right to search your car.
I think you're probably right about that, Mark. In fact, if you go over to the, Terry's website, the USA, Checkpoint USA, Checkpoint, CheckpointUSA.org, I believe.
Okay.
Google it, you'll find it. But remember when Terry came from that site
yes.
to visit us? And he's got all kinds of neat stuff up there of people who have gone through these internal checkpoints where it's maybe 100 miles north, within 100 miles north of the southern border, for instance, also the northern border, they exist up there as well, where they are stopping all cars and asking people to determine whether or not they're citizens. Are you a U.S. citizen? Or they'll ask, what is your citizenship? Or something like that. And then they will also invite people over to secondary. And secondary is where they pull you actually off of the road, over a side, and they will actually go through
your car.
So
the rubber gloves come on.
Yeah, and they bring the dog out and everything. And there have been videos of people successfully refusing to go to secondary. So these videos that you're asking for do exist. And
there. For these particular types of roving immigration.
True, those aren't the TSA. That's the Border Patrol and whatever local police agency or whatever state cops are on that particular
beat. It's absolutely worth doing this. I'm just, I would be interested.
But they also beat the hell out of that pastor guy as well.
Yeah.
Busted in his windshield or whatever, or his side window, and, beat the crap out of the dude.
Yeah.
So,
but the TSA
people are refusing.
The TSA is not used to being told, no, go take a long walk off a short pier.
Right.
You're not going to shake me down. The Border Patrol, maybe they're a little more used to noncompliance. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a good idea. But here the Paul Armies, TSA federal spokes bureaucrat, says here for the Nashville International Airport, somebody sees something somewhere, we want them to be responsible citizens and report that and let us work it through and our processes to abet the concern that they had when they saw something suspicious. So they're trying to get everybody involved in this. Stitch in your neighbor club.
Right. So give out a phone number, put up some billboards. And I've seen some of these billboards in New York City. But put up some billboards. Okay, if you see something, say something. Here's a snitch line. And then people can start calling on the people they don't like. They don't like how they're driving. They don't like how they look or whatever.
It's so creepy because they don't explain what suspicious behavior would even be. They just
right,
say suspicious. So it's up to the imagination what looks suspicious to you.
Yeah, and someone who's a busybody is going to be more likely to label something as suspicious.
Right.
Oh, that person's not making eye contact with me.
Honestly, when you're on the interstate, who doesn't look suspicious? You know, have you ever, like, gotten on the interstate and you're like, you know, you kind of glance over and you see people are like, whoa, I'm my own business, I guess.
You're wondering if that truck driver is touching himself, even if you have no idea.
You can't see.
Depending on where you are. The truck driver can see into your car.
They can see everything. Yeah. Yep.
So they are asking for truck drivers to get involved here and snitch out their fellow drivers,
but real professional drivers won't do that.
Looking into
other people's cars is suspicious behavior in and of itself. So being involved and, you know, checking for, look, I was just checking for suspicious behavior.
There's a guy checking me out. Well, that's what he's supposed to be
doing.
There
could have been some hot women driving around without their pants on. Of course I'm looking down at other people's cars.
So look out for this. It's happening in, was it the Knoxville area, you say?
This was just in Tennessee is what they said.
Tennessee.
I don't know if they said Knoxville.
If you've encountered one of these, I want to know what it's been like. And I think Mark's suggestion of saying no to this and preferably doing it on video and using, maybe if you've got a smartphone, using a service like Bamboozer or Quik.com. QIK.com to actually record the scene. Let those cops know as soon as they come up to your car. Let them know you are being broadcast live on the internet. If you've got Quik, that's a true statement, likely. And that we'll see how that changes how they behave, if it does at all. Like you said, Mark, they may not be used to people saying no, so it could be a little risky.
I'd be scared of telling a state trooper no. I mean, I really feel like you'd probably get your face smashed in.
Depends on where you are. You're pretty nice around here from what I've seen.
Border Patrol, I don't think they, you know, Border Patrol isn't going to feel like they can do things to U.S. citizens, I don't think, nearly as much. But, you know, your average state trooper is essentially the highest law in their state, and I imagine they're pretty used to people doing what they tell them to do.
So we'll keep our ears open on this, and if you have actually had experience at this, and if you see these checkpoints popping up in your state, please let us know. Tell your story and your thoughts. Let's go to Rick, listening in Pennsylvania. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Great.
What's on your mind, Rick?
Listen, I have a kind of a question. I'll preface this by saying I'm a lifelong libertarian, and I believe in the legalization of all narcotics.
Excellent.
But I have a question about the difference between actually smoking a marijuana cigarette and taking the Marinol pill. I have a friend who is faced with the possibility of moving out of state, because it's not legal here to have medicinal marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But this Marinol pill isn't even something that's being offered by the doctor, the cancer patient. And I don't know the difference. I don't know enough about it.
Okay. I can give you a little bit of information about it. I'm not a doctor. This isn't doctor's orders or recommendations
medical
or
advice.
Certainly not medical advice. We can bring it back, give you a little bit of info about it, and why some people aren't so impressed with Marinol, which is supposed to be the legal prescription version of THC, the active chemical in pot, or one of the active chemicals. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
But a woman, no woman be here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't woman see
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, bring up anything you want, the toll-free number. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Allie.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Give you the features there for free. And if you enjoyed this program, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get pretty much whatever you need. I mean, it's Amazon. Shop.freetalklive.com takes you to a page on our site where you'll see different links for Amazons, different Amazons around the world. Click into the right one for you and just get your shopping done. Order whatever it is you need or whatever you want. Get it delivered to your door. Get a great price. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their products, and even order used if you would like. Just make sure you start your shopping through our special link over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are certain things you cannot buy on Amazon, including convention tickets, like to the Liberty Forum 2012. It's coming up February 23rd through the 26th. Allie, you've probably never been to a Liberty Forum. Am I correct about
that? I have not been to a Liberty Forum.
This is going to be fun. Are you planning on going?
I do plan on going.
All right. So it's awesome. I don't know if you've ever seen any pictures from the Liberty Forum, but it's hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people coming together into the same hotel in the wintertime in New Hampshire for the purpose of, you know, networking and socializing and watching speeches and panel discussions and meeting new people. And it's a great time. There's, of course, plenty of vendors. Free Talk Live, we're going to be there. We'll be broadcasting live. So, you know, we're going to be on the site and we'll be interviewing all manner of interesting people. It's kind of like Porkfest, but in a hotel, but not really, because it's a convention and Porkfest isn't really a convention. But it's the Liberty events that the Free State Project actually puts on every single year here in New Hampshire. And if you've idly considered moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you should come to the Liberty Forum.
I'd agree with that.
If it's ever been just something you've just played with in your mind, the idea of coming to New Hampshire, come here, meet these people, and then you'll really be able to make a decision about this. I mean, you did go to Porkfest.
Porkfest is a big... I was pretty much sold on the idea of New Hampshire, so honestly, I was already decided. But I decided if I didn't like Porkfest for whatever reason, then I wouldn't come.
Yeah.
So I loved it. Yeah.
So it's not quite as Porkfest is a camping excursion. It's a week in the woods. So there's a different feel, a different vibe about Porkfest.
This might be great for people because a lot of people didn't want to come to Porkfest for the camping aspect of it. I mean, they had hotels, but this might be much better for the people that, you know.
If you hate camping, the Liberty Forum is the way to go.
Yep.
Because you're not going to want to be camping in the wintertime in New Hampshire.
No, it's a bad idea.
But there's still plenty of, socializing and late night parties that go on. In fact, it's almost like the party is in the lobby of the hotel at certain points of time. There was a drum circle there.
Oh, God. It was.
People with alcohol where they're not supposed to have it. I mean, it's just a blast. The whole fourth floor smelled like pot. I kid you not. It was, you open the doors of the elevator would open, and all you would smell would be cannabis.
I've heard that.
Smoked cannabis. It was incredible. I never experienced anything like it. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get registered. But it's not all about partying. It's also a very serious event, and a lot of families come, and they do family things as well.
Families usually aren't partying at 11 o'clock.
Well, they don't stay on the fourth floor, so.
Well, I don't know who stayed on that fourth floor. There was a lot of people on that floor, and I think it's a good idea to actually keep the Free Staters, the Liberty Activists, together. Because we don't rent the whole hotel out. So, there was this one year where there was a guy that stuck his head out of his hotel room because we kind of spilled out into the hallway during one of the late-night parties. He's like, hey, I'm a pilot. I got to get up in the morning. Can you guys keep it down? And, of course, everybody went inside the room, closed the door, and problem solved.
One year, John McCain stayed at the hotel during the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, that's right. And there was a video of Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com chasing after him into an elevator and freaking out his guards.
I bet.
You can find that online over at YouTube. Let's go back to Rick. He's called in about the issue of Marinol, which is the THC, kind of a THC synthetic version that is available through some doctors. It's a prescription process. And you're curious as to what the difference is between Marinol and the pot plant, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I just, is there some sort of an obvious benefit to smoking the cigarette rather than, eating it or however you're going to ingest it over taking the Marinol pill?
Now, I'm not a medical patient that uses cannabis, but I've met a few of them and a number of them, and from what they have told me, there is a difference. From what I understand, there is a difference, and the reason there's a difference is because cannabis. Well, it's got more to it than just THC. It's got a different chemicals in it, and different strains of cannabis have different chemical configurations. I mean, they look different because they are different. You know, there's blueberry and there's purple haze and there's all kinds of, white widow and these different names, AK-47, different names for pot. And the folks that are the weed connoisseurs, the people that have had the chance to try these different strains, and they've known for sure what they are because they've been getting them in places like Holland or California where you actually know for sure exactly what you're buying and you can kind of get a feel for what those things do for you. They will tell you that there's a huge difference because you're getting this full range of chemicals that can be changed depending on the product that you're using, whereas the Marinol is just synthetic THC, and that is it.
Yeah, I wouldn't claim that to know all these words, the chemical compounds that are in there, but apparently the THC itself is a bit of a sort of a depressing thing to take on its own, that there are other compounds inside of the marijuana that cause it to be this euphoric and pleasant thing. The reason that people smoke it is most people find it somewhat pleasant, or a lot of people find it somewhat pleasant. Whereas with the Marinol, the people can get depressed and all kinds of it has all kinds of side effects.
What is an analog of a compound? Because the THC that they have in this pill, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but it says it's an analog of THC. So I don't know if it's even really, the same THC you might get.
I think I'm not a scientist, so please, if somebody knows better, 855-450-FREE.
Somebody does.
But an analog, as I understand it, is essentially a synthetic version of it. So THC occurs in nature as part of the cannabis plant. So they found a way to copy it. They're not extracting it. They're not extracting it from the plant. They're synthesizing it.
So like analog, like in the conventional sense.
Yeah. So anything else? Does that clear anything up for you?
I guess I was under the impression that that it was an extract rather than a synthetic. No. I guess I was a little misinformed on that.
Yeah, it's a synthetic. They're not growing Pfizer or whatever is not growing fields and fields of marijuana and then boiling it down or whatever and extracting it. So no, that's not the case at all. It's completely synthetic. I guess kind of in the same way that the JWH 18 and 25s, these K2 is the name brand. There's different name brands for this synthetic cannabis that's being sold on the market, not Marinol, but other types of synthetic THCs. And so I guess there's different ways to set up the chemical compounds to where they're still very similar to THC, but they're not exactly the same as THC. So there's very interesting what people can do out there with these processes. And if you are, there was that Discount Rechem guy. He probably knows exactly the answer to these questions. Remember that guy that called in who was running a website that sold this stuff? So that's some information for you. Also, one other point I think that just hit me is the smoked cannabis or vaporized cannabis, which, by the way, vaporization is a healthier way. Like with the e-cigarette, using vaporizer for cannabis, healthier, as I understand it. When you're doing a smoking or vaporizing as compared to taking a pill, smoking or vaporizing is going to allow the effects, whatever desirable effects, to hit you sooner. So you may have whatever relief that you need within one or two tokes, whereas if you're taking a pill, it may take you an hour, 2 hours, however long it takes your digestive process to kind of process through to get that the relief you're looking for. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves. Gosh, I wish I could remember which one it was, but there's a great drug war documentary out there, and I think it's Kevin Booth's documentary, but it's, anyway, in that documentary they follow a couple of cannabis medical patients, and one lady, she, you know, allows the cameras into her home and kind of tells them what the deal is with how she uses this for her medical condition, and I thought it was cerebral palsy. And anyway, whenever her condition comes on, she uses a toke, maybe a toke and a half, two tokes. And literally, within moments after taking that first toke, her symptoms are cured. They go away. I mean, they're going to come back. It's not like a cure is not the right word. But her symptoms go away almost instantaneously.
It's a treatment.
Yeah, it's incredibly effective for some of these folks. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but still enough time for you and your thoughts. If you're on the phones, you may dial in 855-450-FREE. Maybe enough room for you. 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
By the way, when I'm once again mentioned the Liberty Forum, I don't think I gave, maybe I gave the discount code, but I'm going to give it again. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Discount code is FTL2012. That'll save you 10% off the already low early bird prices for the best Liberty event. The best Liberty hotel-based event, because Porkfest is pretty awesome and it's not in a hotel. But the best Liberty convention you'll attend. That said, the second best one that I've ever attended, Libertopia, is going on right now out in California.
What other ones have you attended besides these?
I've been to Libertarian Party conventions.
I have been to Freedom Fest, and it is pretty big and pretty amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Libertopia was pretty awesome, though, and it's just cool. It's a cool name. So that's going on this weekend, and Stephanie Murphy is actually down there from...
My co-host for Sundays.
Is she going to be back in time to do a show?
She is not.
Who's going to host with you this weekend?
The great Osborno.
Oh, excellent.
Will probably be on. And,
from SACL CAI.
Yep, he's going to be,
be
dragging Brett Finoy, probably from School Sucks podcast.
So I know that Stephanie's out there representing her Free Aid organization, which is a volunteer group of kind of professionals and folks that are interested in life-saving sorts of things and healthcare and tending to the wounded. So they're there with a table, and the Free State Project is there again this year. Mark, you and I actually got to go to Libertopia last year. Fortunately, it was the same weekend as an industry convention that we attended out on the West Coast, and it was their first year last year, and I thought they did a pretty good job for their first time out, so hopefully they've learned a few lessons, made a few tweaks to what they're doing this year, and have even more people, because I heard from Stephanie today, and she said it was great thus far, and it just kicked off today, so... More power to them.
I enjoyed it when we went.
Yeah, and hopefully the Free State Project will have more success at bringing some of those poor bastards from California all the way over here to New Hampshire to be part of the Free State Project.
When we were there,
they just keep getting screwed over.
A couple of Free Staters that had, I'm a Free Stater and I'm moving in badges. So they had like little, what date they were moving.
I thought those were really effective.
It was a great idea. Scott Beezer from Big Head Press, BigHeadPress.com, the guy who has Escape from Terror and that kind of stuff. He's going to be out there too.
Yeah, that guy's really cool. I found out it was him that sent me the comics while I was in jail, which were excellent. at bighitpress.com. So let's continue here with you and your thoughts. We go to Captain Ned, calling from Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys are killing me tonight, man. I almost drowned on my rum about that truck driver touching himself stuff.
Hey, Captain Ned, it says here you're in Orlando. Is that true?
No. Poor Allie, how'd you get drug into this, Allie?
What?
Drug into what?
Well, this three-ring circus they got going there.
Oh, just anyway, the fact that you're here, apparently.
They coerced me.
Yeah.
Hey, Ian, I'm glad you're back, man. Now Mark can finally relax and watch
apparently,
porn.
He's looking at porn tonight on his
Well,
computer.
He can finally relax and watch
I'm playing
porn. He was under tremendous pressure when you were on vacation.
Well, he rose to the occasion, from what
he
I
did.
Understand.
He very much did. And it was, like I said, he looked like Don Imus towards the end there, man. He had it down.
That's not a compliment.
No, it's not.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
have you seen Don Imus?
Well, he's not drooling on himself yet like Don, but...
Yeah, maybe you look like Don Imus at age 40, Mark, but...
still pretty rough, I imagine.
Mark, have you been calling me nappy-headed off camera or off radio?
What's this?
Or when I wasn't on nappy-headed?
Oh, was I calling you nappy-headed? I see, it's a Don Imus...
very nice, very subtle.
No, it was just Mark's command of the whole thing. But anyway, I'd like to talk about this Wall Street... the effect the Wall Street crowd is having, the Occupy Wall Street is having on the power elite, you know, the New World Order guys. They're getting shook up, man. They are getting shook up for sure.
You think?
Yeah, they are, absolutely. They don't like this a bit.
Why?
A bit. They don't like that 60s style revolt against the machine. You know, the rage against the machine is not what they want.
Yeah, but why would they be worried about it? I mean, the 60s, the hippies all became the machine.
Well, you know, to a degree, you know, but there's a lot of us still out there, and we're ready
to
go. And,
I'm exaggerating. It wasn't all of the hippies, but for the most part, a lot of the people that complained about the man back in the 60s have become a man.
Well, we're still out there. Don't believe that, man. That's propaganda. So anyway.
I've met them.
Well, you know what? But, hey, to get on this search thing they're doing in Tennessee, I've been through thousands of way stations and big rigs.
Yeah.
You know, it can be very unpleasant, but here's the deal. If you're in a cage, you know, a passenger car, they pull you over and go, hey, man, if you're going to weigh me, go ahead and weigh me. You want to search this vehicle, you're going to need a warrant. And that's it. You shut up right then. You tell them, hey, officer, it's your move. And you shut up. You don't let him do anything. He can get you out of the vehicle. He can pat you down. That's all he can do. Tell him, bring your dogs. Do whatever you need to do. I'm free to go if you're not going to do something with me, which means...
I would say that's generally good advice. To not talk is a good idea, because the more you blab, the more likely they're going to put handcuffs on you.
I always joke with the cops. I joke with a lot of them, man. I've run trailers down the interstate with blown tires, you know, shredding. You know, when they pull you over, you just got to tell them, hey, you know, this is the deal. Sometimes you get a ticket, sometimes you don't. You got to do what you got to do. But here's the thing. Always demand a warrant tell them this is a constitutional stop as of this moment. As soon as I don't like what happens, I'm observing my Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment guarantees. You basically Mirandize yourself. He can't ask you another thing.
They don't like it when people start talking about their rights.
He's got one or two choices. I've been there. Either cut the line, let you go, or arrest you.
Cops don't tell you the deal when they pull you over. They just make up stuff. So I just say, I'm not going to answer any questions.
You've got to draw the line right
there. And then I stop talking.
This is a constitutional stop, officer. I am observing my Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment guarantees. If you don't like the way it's going, if he's just writing you a ticket, you were speeding, he's a nice guy, writes you a ticket, good. If he says, hey, where are you going? Where are you coming from? As soon as that starts, no, this is a constitutional stop from this point on, officer. Boom.
Thanks, Captain. I'd appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Also, important question to ask, am I free to go? Am I being detained? In some of these videos that I was talking about before, the Checkpoint USA, where you get to see people.
I don't consent to your search. Am I free to go?
Yeah. Where you get to actually see people interact with these Border Patrol folks. In some cases, they'll just ask that same question over and over again.
It's a great question, because they have to have a reason for to detain you. They have to articulate.
Right. Not just you're black.
They have to articulate
your brown
reason. And, am I free to go? No. Am I being detained? Yes.
Yeah.
Why am I being detained? You know, this gives you have the questions at that point. When they're asking the questions, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
When you're asking the questions, they're in trouble.
So true. Let's talk to Ed, who's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ed.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Ian. Glad to hear you.
Yes, sir.
Ain't talked to you in a while.
So go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Hey, you know, it's counterintuitive, but, you know, I think it's the smoke marijuana that has the good effect for, you know, a lot of these so-called uses from it, because, you know, from that Donald Taskin study, they thought that the heavier use of marijuana would lead to lung cancer, but like it says here, what we found instead was no association at all, and even a suggestion of a protective effect.
Mm-hmm.
But to that, what do you think about this drug testing of
what do you
welfare
mean by that?
Or anybody, any drug testing? You know the history on drug testing. Two of the board members on NIDA, the National Institute of Drug Abuse, or they are on the drug testing company board. And, you know, they made $1 billion last year. And the question I would ask them, or any government official or anybody that would be for it, how did we make it all the way up to, what, 1980, 85, whenever they started this insanity?
Which board? Are we talking about the FDA or some other board? I'm a little confused. Ed, I'm a little confused as to what board you're referring to. Is it the FDA or the Federal Food and Drug Administration or something else?
No, they're on the board of the drug testing company.
The drug testing companies?
Yeah, the drug testing company. The one that provides the drug test.
You're asking about...
Wait, you mean like for illegal drugs?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought when you were talking about drug testing, I'm glad we're on the same page now, because when you were talking about drug testing, I thought you meant like testing a new drug that is being proposed, like the FDA requires.
Like a urine analysis.
Drug testing of, you know, they want to start drug testing
people
welfare recipients.
Right, so that's what he's talking about, Ali. So you said he's talking about a urine analysis or something like that. Right.
You know, I'm kind of torn on this one. I'm not, you know, I mean, do we want to set up her? I think that welfare is something that really harms people. That it, you know, that certainly there are people out there that have been helped by welfare, but by and large, it will, you know, create a, you know, generations of people on welfare, and it takes away their drive because it the way that the incentives are set up, they can't really succeed.
Well, the only solution is to truly abolish welfare.
I didn't want to discuss that, but I just thought y'all may agree with me. I think it violates the Fourth Amendment because, as they call it, it's a suspicionless.
Yeah, I think it's wrong to drug test people. I think that people should just simply be responsible for their actions. Whether they're on drugs or not, they should still be responsible. And I thank you, Ed. I wish we had more time for the discussion. You're welcome to call back with it tomorrow night. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Allie.
And Mark. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.